Another story that we can't get into now is what went on in the courtroom, because a $15 million life insurance policy had been taken out on EC that we referred to earlier. Were they going to pay off? That's a whole other story. There were many attorneys who made good money on that trial, including names like Howard Edmondson, who became our state's 16th governor, state legislator Gene Stipe, Irvin Ungerman, Willard Gotcher. Another name was the defense attorney, Pat Williams.
Pat Williams never did get paid for representing Chubb.
Pat defended him from the get-go.
Yeah. When I had Chubb to come in for interrogation, come in with Pat Williams.
And Pat Williams was from Tulsa.
Yeah.
Was Pat there generally every time you wanted to talk to Chubb?
No, he was just there one time when Pat says, "We're not going to talk. What are you going to do?"
Right. The insurance companies in court were trying to prove that EC had committed suicide so they wouldn't have to pay out the life insurance policy. Based on what you're saying, that was preposterous.
Yeah.
But they argued and wrangled over that for a long time.
That's insurance for you.
And it was finally settled. $15 million was brought down to $8 million. And as I understand it, $4 million went to Linda and $4 million went to Gene.
I think that's right. And Linda got the ranch up in Kansas. If you just think about this case a little bit, after this happened, there's a lot of people come in and got a lot of money. And they still got about 60,000 acres up there. EC, when he got in so bad, he sold one of them outside ranches. That relieved a lot of pressure. And that's what they end up doing, selling this ranch out here and the one in Wekpuska. Linda got that one in Kansas. But they ended up in pretty good shape. Plus, leasing it for 20 years for $20 an acre.
EC just had too much pride to sell off?
Yeah. He didn't know what to do. So, I think. I don't know.
So today, then, the original Crossbell Ranch is still there in ownership of Catsey.
Yeah. Outside, they've sold, as far as I know now, they've sold some tracts of land over close to Bartlesville. The hunters and fishermen, no telling what it brought. And outside of that, the rest of the headquarters is still intact. And what he could have done, just pull up. The market wasn't the best in the world, cattle market. But if he'd pulled up and sold off an outside ranch or two, he'd still been in business. But he just couldn't bring himself to do that.
Is it fair, then, to say that EC was born into wealth? He never really had to worry about a dollar. He left OU early to run the ranch. He knew Linda there. They were both going to Oklahoma University. They run the ranch at this very young age. So dollars didn't mean anything to him.
That's right.